You already have one summer concert under your belt this season as the Carteret Sunshine Band performed over the Memorial Day weekend. How successful was that concert?
Turned out very, very well. We had absolute picture-perfect weather, nice and cool out. The band had a new selection of tunes for us. We had about 475 people there, which is not as much as we get during the peak of the season, but for something in the last week of May, that was quite good. So we were very pleased with it. We just hope the weather holds up like this the rest of the year.
Your next concert is June the 12th, and it's the band that's been around for a while called Unknown Tongues, and I hear they play Zydeco. Can you kind of give us an example of what that is, a definition?
Zydeco is, some people call it Cajun music. Just think in terms of New Orleans kind of music. The Unknown Tongues are really authentic portrayers of that kind of music, and they're very popular in the local area.
On June 26th, it's Saracen Kettner, and they've been around the Crystal Coast music scene for about 30 years.
They have. They've been around for a long time. They actually they make a living playing this music. They write a lot of original music. They have a number of CDs out, and they play everywhere from Cape Cod down to Key West. And so we're lucky to grab them for our June 26th show.
July 10th, the only thing I know about this particular band coming up, Wild Honey, is it's also the name of a Beach Boys album from 68. Can you tell me what they're about?
Wild Honey is a duo. This will be not the first time they're playing at the Fort either. They're a local guy and a girl, Angie Cooper, who's pretty well known in this local area, both as a performer and a concert organizer in her own right. They play everything from country to contemporary pop, folk, and again, they're another group that has a following, and we love to have them there.
Jumping ahead to July 31st, you have a group called Forever All, and August 7th, Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam. That's rather self-explanatory there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on July 17th, you have a kind of a unique band that's kind of different from all the other musical styles you've described called the Moorhead Brass.
We try to mix up the music as much as we can, but the Moorhead Brass, they're very unique in that they're a group of five brass players from tuba to horns, and they play music that's from show tunes to pop music to classical. They have everything arranged specifically for a brass ensemble, and they're very, very popular at the Fort.
Do these concerts help fund events that take place at Fort Macon State Park and maintenance on the fort as well?
Well, we're proud to say that we've been doing these for 18 years now, and they've always been free. But we do ask for donations, and we have a donation box at the concert. So anything we get in donations, we are able to turn back into projects, and we have more projects than we'll ever have money for that we can get involved in at Fort Macon. Our main purpose in putting these concerts on is to bring people to the fort, locals and tourists, let them see what's there, and then they'll come back and take a tour with us and really learn about the history of Fort Macon, which is a fascinating place, and get to see that beautiful spot on the end of Bogue Banks.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
The next performance, part of the Friends of Fort Macon concert series, is the Unknown Tongues, Friday, June 12th at 7 p.m. And for more information on the free summer series, go to publicradioeast.org and click on the ENC Events button.
Come in, Dave. Tell you a lie.
Of hearts have been broken just cause these words were spoken. I love you, yes it's true, I really love all y'all, but if you break my heart I'll die. So be sure that it's true.